Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the CEO Mindset Podcast. I'm Andrea Patrick, the BU Boss, and I'm here to help you with constantly evolving and being open to failing forward. Today, I am not only coming to you in audio form, as I typically do, but I am trying once again the video podcast. So I am also simultaneously sharing this in video form, and I will be on my YouTube channel. So welcome to those of you who are watching on YouTube. Thank you for joining me. Please, please give this podcast episode a thumbs up. Subscribe to my channel if you are new and hit the notification bell, because not only am I playing around with video podcast, but I also post brand new videos every Thursday and the occasional Sunday. So stick around, join us, join the community, join the boss squad. Today, I want to talk about what women want. Now, I'm going to primarily be talking about female entrepreneurs, but I also want to make sure that I am covering my bases with women who are climbing the corporate ladder, or women who are active members of their community and on boards and in organizations, spreading their value there as well. I want to make sure that I am really touching those women too, because it's hard out here in these streets for women sometimes. And though we often talk about the financial struggles with finding funding and things like that, we also miss a few other areas, and I want to talk about those today. And I hope this podcast is going to be helpful to you female entrepreneurs, whether you are a Black-owned business, you are a women business enterprise, whether you are just a minority business owner, whether you're just a woman in business, whatever your disadvantaged business enterprise, whatever you are, if you are a female entrepreneur, or female in general, I think that these struggles apply to you, and I want to hear from you. So leave me a comment. Tell me if you agree with what I'm about to say. I want to look at what women are struggling with. I want to look at where these struggles are coming from. And I want to look at how we can overcome them. So these are the three points that I want to make today, but it's pretty packed. Let's get started. What are some of the struggles? Well, we struggle with expectations. Yes, women have these expectations placed on us that we are going to be a certain way in our business, that we are going to perform a certain way in various sets of circumstances, and that our attitudes or our mindsets are going to be a certain way. This is something that we struggle with time and time again in a male-dominated space, sometimes in a space where diversity is an issue. We struggle in these spaces amongst each other. And as unfortunate as it is something that we are going to have to overcome in order to be successful. And I've got some ideas for you as we move on in the podcast. Another area that I think women struggle with is owning their awesome. We are amazing. And I think we get stuck in our heads. We start to consider what other people are saying, those naysayers. I spoke a little bit about in a podcast. I had an interview with Christine Corcoran, and we were talking about limiting beliefs, and we were talking about how they can affect us. And the truth is yes, we have limiting beliefs because we are constantly speaking negativity over ourselves. We allow other people to fill our heads with things, and we begin to believe the hype. Stop believing the hype. We listen to the negative tape that we play over and over again in our own heads daily. There was a study I was listening to, and I mentioned this in one of my videos. I'll link it down below, where I'm talking about limiting beliefs, and I'm talking about we have about 50,000 thoughts a day, according to this research study. And they're saying that 95% of the things that we think are repeated on a daily basis. Now imagine if we are saying negative things about ourselves, if we've been poured into and people are giving us this false information about who we are or our abilities, we are replaying that negative tape in our head over and over and over again. And we're repeating that daily. Now, if that's happening, aren't you going to start to believe that? I mean, look at every other area of our life where this happens. You grow up in a family, maybe the family doesn't go to church. Maybe they just never have. The parents don't have any thoughts on the matter one way or another. They're indifferent to religion or spiritual growth. So that child grows up. That's what they know. That's the opinion they've been given. That's what's been poured into them. Maybe they grow up thinking a certain way about a certain activity, and they have always had that opinion, not because it's something that they've tried or something that they know about, but just because it's what they've always known. So we have to be mindful of this and be open to possibilities. And so we have to own our own awesome. We have to get out. We have to move that negative tape out of our head, and we have to start believing who we are, the value that we bring to the table. And we have to begin to build the confidence around how we show up and how we share what we know and how awesome we actually are. Another struggle we have is accessing the communities that are going to get us where we need to be. I mentioned financial obstacles are an issue. Yes, women have a di more difficult time finding funding. It does happen, but it is a little bit more of a difficult time. You can't get in those right circles, right? And even sometimes when you're in the right circles, you're dealing with mindsets and you're dealing with expectations and you're dealing with other people's perspectives and prejudices, maybe even. And so as a Black female entrepreneur, I understand the plight sometimes of struggling to get in the rooms. I've spoken with other women, and there is a mindset sometimes where you look at a group of people and you don't see a lot of people that look like you, and that can be intimidating. So you don't do the thing like that. You don't show the confidence because you're in a smaller the diversity is smaller in the group. Sometimes you're a little bit more intimidated. And these are areas where we are struggling, and not just as female entrepreneurs, because sometimes that's an issue because we're in a male-dominated space, but more so, exponentially more so if you are a minority in business, a minority female in business, that can be such a struggle. The competitiveness that happens, sometimes you can put two people beside each other who have the same talent, this, and they serve the same, pool of people, target audience. And there are some very bold reasons, some very obvious reasons why someone that is a minority does not get chosen. So sometimes women are not able to break through some of these barriers. And when they are, there is a competitiveness that sometimes happens. Because there are so few of us in the room, that becomes a struggle. If you aren't able to get in the room, maybe your challenge is the struggle is that they're just limited opportunities, period, for you to let your little light shine. Maybe the networking organizations are not as robust in your area. Maybe there is sort of a good old boy network within the networking organizations that are in your area. And so it's an uphill climb to get your foot in the door, to get some of the one-on-ones, the FaceTime with the decision makers. And then sometimes the struggle here with the accessibility or being able to access your community is fear. You're just straight out afraid. You just are afraid to ask the questions, to have certain conversations, to, bite the elephant one, eat the elephant one bite at a time. And that is preventing you from accessing the community that you need to access in order for you to overcome your struggles in your business. Another challenge that I think we face and is prevalent within the female entrepreneur, the women entrepreneur space, is being taken seriously. Like I said earlier, we are in a male-dominated space typically in entrepreneurship, even though the number of women becoming their own boss is growing by leaps and bounds. I mean, every year we are growing huge amounts, but sometimes you're just not taken seriously. There are a lot of reasons for this, and I'm not going to get into all of them, but well, I'll talk about where the struggles come from in a second. But one of the reasons that we're not taking seriously is because we don't take ourselves seriously. We haven't done the work. I was having a conversation today with someone, And it was one of those polarizing conversations, you know, the ones that you're not supposed to have, you know, whether it was, you know, you got religion, politics, and money. And during this conversation, the person that I was talking to was on the opposite side of the coin in terms of opinions about the conversation we were having. So we were on opposing sides. I was able to use my BU method to navigate that conversation. People don't take you seriously sometimes because I know I used to be when I was younger. I haven't had this issue now, but I remember I didn't like speaking in front of people, like on a stage. I didn't like giving reports because I felt like I had to have all the answers. I had to have all my facts straight. And I had to be very precise. But since then, what I've learned is we are all unique with our own set of ideas. We are the sum of our influence, experiences, perspectives, and passions. And because of that, we can approach our topics of conversation, our topics of business, the way we navigate in our careers. We can approach that from our unique perspective. We don't have to have all the answers. We just have to be willing to go get them when they're needed. And we have to be able to speak intelligently and clearly about the opinions and perspectives that we do have. So anyway, back to this conversation I was having with this person this morning. And we were on opposite sides of opinions in terms of the topic we were talking about. And the reason that that conversation didn't get heated as most, you know, times when people are speaking about one of these three topics, it's because people are so passionate about their opinion and they're so busy trying to get their point across, trying to convince the other person to change their mind and think the way they think that it becomes a little bit too much, right? That's why people don't want to have these conversations. Well, the reason that it worked was because number one, I was very clear about how I felt because I was coming from a personal experience, perspective, influence, and passion space. I wasn't trying to quote every, you know, statistic about what we were talking about. I didn't need to know all of that. I wasn't trying to regurgitate what I had heard on a television station. I was speaking from my heart. I was speaking from what I knew to be true about my life and the experiences that I've had and my family has had. And so that allowed it emboldened me to have the conversation because no, he didn't know my experience. This person wasn't familiar with my experience. And so I was merely sharing that experience with him. The next thing was I was able to communicate these things effectively without a lot of, you know, extra. I wasn't extra. Because I was speaking about what I knew, I didn't have to get upset. I wasn't trying to make a point. I wasn't trying to argue a point. I was talking truth and I was speaking fact. So I could do that calmly, with confidence, with clarity, and with in a way that it could be absorbed by the person that I was talking to. It could be received by the person that I was talking to without threat or without any aggression or anything like that. The third thing that I think allowed this conversation to happen was because I listened. I was able to listen intently to hear. And I wasn't busy trying to rebut what was being said. I was listening. I stopped talking and I heard. And so I believe this is possible when you are engaged in conversations where there could potentially be some tension. That is how you use what you know about yourself to engage. And I think this holds true as well to being taken seriously. That's the point that I was trying to make. If I would have come at this conversation in a very emotional state, throwing a bunch of allegations and things that were not true, or trying to quote things that I thought were true and misspeaking and I wouldn't have sounded intelligent. I wouldn't have been very effective in my communication. Therefore, I wouldn't have been taken seriously because I didn't have a point of view, really. I would have just been spewing out things that didn't really make sense. So we are struggling as female entrepreneurs in this area. We're not being taken seriously. Now, There are some reasons why we're not being taken seriously. Not all of them have to do with your ability to communicate or express yourself in a clear way. There are other factors, obviously, but I just want us to understand these struggles. So we're struggling. I'm going to just go through them again. We're struggling with expectations. We're struggling with owning our own awesomeness. We're struggling with accessing the communities that we want to access. And we're struggling with being taken seriously. Now, where do these struggles come from? Well, I think there are three areas mainly. Obviously, there are tons of reasons, but I think the last one is going to cover a lot of them. But the first two are pretty much on our plates. Like they're our issues. And the first one are those limiting beliefs that I'm talking about. Oftentimes, as female entrepreneurs, we're struggling because of our own limiting beliefs, because of the lies we're listening to and the lies we're telling ourselves. And again, I want you to stop listening to the lies. I want you to not believe the hype, okay? Because every one of us on this planet has a purpose and we are enough. We have everything we need to fulfill our purpose. So when we tell ourselves things like we're not enough or someone else is going to get it because they're better than us, I think these limiting beliefs are a huge enemy and part of the biggest reasons that we struggle in our life, career, and or business because we are listening to the hype, we're telling ourselves negative things, we're playing a negative tape in our head, and we are believing it, and we shouldn't. And so when I created Project CEO, I initially created this program for entrepreneurs, because I felt like in our attempts to promote our business through marketing efforts, we were not being genuine. We were being very salesy, and I really wanted to share a different way. And I remember being in a conference. I was watching the conference virtually, and I remember hearing the marketing expert telling someone who stood up and was like, "Well, how do I attract these people? How do I get them to want what I have?" And the answer was, "Just be yourself, just be authentic." And I just remember thinking, "You don't know, nobody knows how to do that. We are in a society of social media where, everybody's trying to filter out their flaws. They're trying to show themselves as better than they actually are. So everybody's lying. Basically, nobody's telling the truth. And then you have people who are trying their best to be like the person that they're watching. So then they're changing who they are, or they're making adjustments to look like this other person, act like this other person, so they can get the same or similar results. So what I was seeing was nobody knows how to be themselves. And so I created Project CEO initially because I wanted to help marketers be authentic in their promotion of their business and their services. Since that time, I've found that my BU method is so applicable to just life in general. And it really lends itself to our ability to lead with intention and purpose. And so I've sort of adjusted that program to really start to hone in on those who really want to lead with intention and purpose. And I want to share that BU method with them. And so the limiting beliefs, we have an exercise within the program where we combat that. And I've got tools and techniques to help you overcome some of those limiting beliefs to a huge degree. And even the ones that you can't get rid of, you can control. And there's a method to the madness, and I love seeing light bulbs go off in the minds of those students that have gone through the program. The next thing is the struggles are coming from fear of rejection. Well, why do we have a fear of rejection? We think that people, when they reject us, that we ourselves are being rejected. Not necessarily just the idea that we're giving people. And sometimes it's both. I don't, I'm a hard pill to swallow. I get that sometimes. But I know who I am and I'm okay with it because I feel like if I'm rejected, it's a no, yes, but it's really a not right now. Have you ever heard that before? Have you ever heard people say it's really not a no, it's a not right now? And that is because typically, if you're doing it right, from what I understand, from what I've learned and what I've experienced. You're going to talk to some people about what you have, about the value you're bringing to the table, and they're going to tell you no. They don't want that. They don't need that. They're not interested. And instead of having a fear of that rejection, allow it to fuel you and begin to ask questions. Okay, tell me what it is about what I have that you're like, why aren't you interested? Like, where are you? How do you feel like you're already filling this gap? And then, oh, it's a money issue. So when you start digging a little bit deeper, you start to understand and you learn the objections that people have. So instead of fearing it, embrace it and learn from it. And because the rejection is going to give you the information you need to overcome the next person that has that, you'll be prepared for it the next time. So instead of fearing the rejection, learn from it. And even when you're rejected, dig a little bit deeper, ask a few more questions. And that's about, and you can do that when you have the value, understand the value that you're bringing to the circumstances, because you're no longer trying to sell them a widget. You are trying to help with whatever your service is. When I'm talking to people, not everyone's going to get it, but I know everybody needs it. So I'm not like, hey, can you buy this? I'll reduce the price because I'm just trying to sell it. It's, hey, I'm trying to help you because I see this deficiency. I understand where you're struggling and how you're struggling, and I have a solution. I know I can help you. Then what happens is instead of feeling rejected, you're like, okay, well, I'll circle back after a while. And I'll check to see how that's working out for you. And it's just checking up on them and checking up on them. So you cannot fear rejection, but that's where the struggles sometimes come from, because we fear the objections, the rejections and objections. Now, lastly, this one is the big one. This is a lot of why you feel you're being rejected sometimes. And I know that you have not even thought about, in some cases, the limiting beliefs and the fear of rejection component, because those things are internal. You would have to look at yourself for answers. And a lot of times we don't want to look at ourselves. We want to point the finger outside. But these are two areas, limiting belief and fear of rejection, that can be controlled by you. You can do the work, and you can begin to change your mindset, to think a little bit differently, to take that negative tape out of your head. This you can do. Now, this last one is one that you don't have any control over, and that is the OPP. Now, no, I'm not talking about naughty by nature. I'm talking about other people's problems or their perspective. This is something you can't control, right? So stop even worrying about that. Don't let yourself fall into the trap of the mind games that happen, the words that come out of someone's mouth, the actions that someone takes that may not be in your favor. Don't get wrapped up in that, okay? You cannot control other people's reactions, their actions, their reasons for doing things, the problem that they have with you. You can't control other people. You can only control yourself. You can only control yourself. So what you can do, even though you can't control other people, what you can do is you can create what I call circumstances for optimal success. And once you've done that, despite any set of circumstances that may be happening around you, maybe the struggle is based on someone else's, the OPP, other people's problems or other people's perspectives. Even though that might be the case and you cannot control their actions, what you can do prior to and in the middle of these circumstances and situations is you can create what I call circumstances for optimal success. And it goes back to who you are and doing the work to understand, like I said before, how are you going? Do you know yourself well enough to know kind of how you can approach these different circumstances and show up as your best? Are you able to communicate effectively what it is you need to communicate? And can you listen and absorb and give other people an opportunity to speak their mind and their peace, right? Your circumstances for optimal success are how you set yourself up beforehand, knowing what you need to do and be your best, understanding where your limitations are, and making arrangements to overcome those limitations, understanding your outcome, the end game that you want. What is it that you want, your desire? And then knowing what those non-negotiables are so you don't fall into any traps. If you set yourself up with these circumstances for optimal success, looking through this particular lens that I just laid out for you, it doesn't matter if the outcome is what you want or not, because you will know that you did your absolute best. You were your absolute best. You brought your A game. You shared your value, and the chips fell where they were going to fall. That way, you're no longer held hostage by someone else's opinion of you, someone else's decision making. You just show up as your best self because you created those circumstances for optimal success, and you don't have to be controlled by the opinions or the actions of other people anymore. Now, I'm not telling you that you're going to be super excited that you didn't get what you wanted or things didn't go in your favor, but you'll know that you didn't leave anything on the table. You'll know that you gave it your all, you did your best, and whatever it was, either it wasn't enough or the person just went in a different direction because of whatever they were going through, whatever they were doing. But you will know that there was nothing left, that you didn't like hold anything back, and that could have been the reason that you didn't get it. So when you create those circumstances for optimal success, that is one way to combat this idea that other people have control over your struggles, because they don't. Even when they do, they don't, right? Because if you show up as your best, even if they are the ones with the decision-making power and they don't like you for whatever reason, whatever they got going on today, maybe they got up on the wrong side of the bed, whatever it is, if you show up as your best self, then you'll know that whatever the reason, it wasn't because you did not show up with your A game. And you'll know that, I gave it all I could and I didn't get it. Hey, it must not have been meant to be. So lastly, how can you overcome these struggles? We talked about what the struggles were. We talked about expectations, not being able to own your awesomeness, not being able to access certain communities. We talked about not being taken seriously as a reason. And then we talked about where the struggles are coming from. I believe two of these reasons are internal, and you can fix them yourself. That's why I created the Project CEO program, because I want to help you fix those areas and help you with a tool that you can use to keep that going and make sure that you stay on top of it. But one of those things is really about other people's perspectives and their problems, and you don't have control over those things anyway, so why concern yourself? Why even allow it to manifest as a struggle? Set yourself up with those circumstances for optimal success, as I teach you inside Project CEO, and then you'll have the tools that you need in your toolbox to course correct, if course correcting is necessary. But you'll also know that you showed up as your best, you gave your all, and for whatever reason, if it didn't work out, it just wasn't meant to be. You don't have to lament it. You can go on to the next thing. So how do you overcome these struggles? Well, the first thing I think you need, and I've talked about this before, and it is the reason that I created Project CEO again, is I think that you need to become self-aware and you need to become self-confident. We can't be confident. Listen, I love to look cute. Today, I'm coming to you barefaced because I went to the gym. Typically, this would not even be an issue. If you're listening to me on audio, you don't see what I'm talking about. But if you're watching this video, then you see, I've shown up with, no makeup on. I still have on my workout gear. But I can say that I'm confident in what I'm bringing to the table. Oftentimes when I tell people, if you look good, you feel good. And if you feel good about how you look, you have confidence. And I think the same holds true for your value. If you feel good about the value that you discovered in yourself, you have a clear understanding of where that value came from and how you want to sprinkle it about the world, then you can be confident in that value. And you will set yourself up with those circumstances for optimal success so that you you feel confident every time you go out. But you have to be self-aware for that. You really do have to be self-aware first. And a lot of times when you're hearing experts tell you, be yourself, be authentic, and you will attract the people that you want to attract. You have to make sure that the person that you think you are is really you. A lot of times we're coming to the table with baggage, and people have filled our bags from birth. And if we aren't careful, we'll show up with someone else's values, with someone else's ideas, with someone else's perspectives, because that's what we've always known. That's what we've always been told. And therefore, we just believe it. Just like that negative tape. If you're hearing it thousands and thousands and tens of thousands of times, you begin to believe it because it's constantly being played. And then that belief becomes your value. It becomes what you think should be going on. Is that true all the time? No. If it were, then you wouldn't see so many people struggling with identity, like, oh my gosh, is this the job I really wanted? They wouldn't be suffering in their career, because, Aunt so-and-so said that just because they were good at math, they should be this, engineer, and they are just pulling their hair out because they need socialization and they should have chosen another field, but instead of changing they're just going to stick to it because that's what they've always known. That could be an issue. So if you want to overcome your struggles, ladies, become self-aware so that you can become self-confident. The next thing is I want you to identify and establish your intellectual pop. I'm sorry. Identify and assign value to your intellectual property. Okay, so let's go back to not owning your awesomeness. This is what I'm talking about here. We all have something valuable to give. And oftentimes, the thing that is most valuable is the thing that comes the easiest to you. So you don't think it's valuable because you're like, oh my gosh, everybody can do that. Sis, listen, everybody can't do it. That's why people keep bragging about it and how you're doing it. Everybody doesn't possess that particular skill set. And the fact that you do it so effortlessly and you have people commenting all the time about, oh my gosh, you just do such a great job at XYZ. Wow, you make it look so easy. Wow, you're always on it. This is fabulous. Oh my gosh, I can count on you for this thing. In your mind, if you're thinking, oh, well, I mean, everybody should be able to do that. I mean, it's not that big of a deal. It's just simple. Honey, that is something that is valuable. And if you are concerned, one of your struggles is that, you find that you're giving more information. You don't think you're getting paid for the value that you're bringing to the table. You think people are taking you for granted. They're taking advantage of you, all of those things. My advice to you is to really sit down and identify the value that you're bringing to the table and then assign a monetary value to that. Assign a monetary value to that. How much do you want to get paid for that? If it took you a long time to learn it, if you went to college and you went to grad school and maybe you even have a doctorate, or maybe you didn't go to college, but you learned through hard work, you pulled yourself up, you learned, you did your research, you know what you're talking about. Or maybe it's experiences. You've gone through the thing and you got a button on a t-shirt and can talk about it. If that is where your value is coming from, and you're trying to monetize that, then it's important to establish that as a value and then set, if it's intellectual property, set a monetary value to that. Okay. If you want to make money as an entrepreneur. Now, I also believe that from there, you should establish a content pillar, a content ladder. I'm sorry. Establish a content ladder. I have pillars, ladders, What's a content ladder? Well, at the end of last year, what I found, and you may be familiar with this as well. I bet you are. You're going to be like, girl, yes. So as the end of last year approached, what I realized was I was doing one-on-ones with people and I was sharing so much information. I mean, I was just, oh, and this would be a great idea. And have you ever considered this? And blah, 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 blah. And I cannot tell you how many times I walked away from those one-on-ones thinking, they really should have paid me for that. Like that was some of my best stuff. So what I did was I decided that I was going to establish my content ladder. And there is information that I'll give away for free. I will point people in the direction of my podcast where I've talked about certain topics, my YouTube videos where I've talked about certain topics. I may have a lead magnet that I'll share. I'll send someone in an email that can help walk them through, point them in a certain direction. And that's one way that I can provide value to people without taking away from my value and being paid for what I'm, my intellectual property, the things that I've researched and gone through and experienced. So your content ladder, you should always have a high value piece of content, whether it's a program, it's a product, it's a service that you provide. You should always have a high value, ladder step on your ladder, if you will. Then maybe a mid-level step. And that one is not, it's not a high ticket item. You know, it's like you're, you know, between, you know, 45, you know, 49, you know, 10, two digits versus three digits, somewhere in there, you know, lower numbers, value that people can take advantage of depending on their budget. And then you should have, a free, ladder step on your ladder where they can access your value. What I started doing was my mid-level values. I started charging people for my one-on-ones, my discovery call. And that's because I knew that I could not control myself. Again, going back to knowing yourself, understanding the value you're bringing to the table. So that you can establish this intellectual property, the value of it, set a monetary number to it, so that you are not selling yourself short. You got to set yourself up with these circumstances for optimal success, right? So here's one. I charge for my discovery calls now, but I will give you that money back when you use me to do the project or to help you with whatever we had the discovery call for. That's because I was not getting paid for the value that I was bringing to that table. And I know myself. I know that I want to help people. I struggle when I see someone that has an issue or a challenge. I struggle not to help them. It takes everything in me to hold back an answer. So instead of putting that limitation on myself, I just charge them for that time. And then I don't have to worry about selling myself short. And I don't have to worry about them taking advantage of me. It is no longer a struggle. I've taken the struggle off the table. Then if they decide they don't want to work with me, I'm okay because in order to implement the ideas that I give them, they're going to need me or they're not going to do as good a job if they take it somewhere else. Hey, but I know that I was paid for the value that I brought to the table on that particular day. So that's an idea. So you want to establish these a content ladder for yourself. And then lastly, like I said before, if you want to overcome your struggles, my suggestion is that you create circumstances for optimal success. That is done through understanding who you are, creating what I call a personal framework, and then operating through that personal framework and using it to set yourself up for success, knowing that when you do so, you're not leaving anything on the table. You are showing up as your best to do your best and to get the best out of that set of circumstances. And sometimes the success is not that you got the job, that you were asked to come back. Sometimes the success is the people you met in the process, the connections that you made. Maybe it was someone to help you with something that you needed help with. You don't ever know, but when you show up as your best to do your best in a circumstances that was created as an atmosphere where you could shine, you know that when you leave that set of circumstances that you didn't leave anything on the table. So that's how I would suggest that you overcome your struggles, lady. Listen, I am a female entrepreneur. I am familiar and well-versed in all of these struggles, and that's how I know I can help you. If you've not already and you're here on the YouTube channel, please hit the subscribe button. Let me know if you like the video podcasts or if you would, you know, prefer to use the link on your favorite podcast platform. I want to know. This is like an effort. I enjoy it. I, you know, I don't want to do it if you don't want to see it. But if you're listening to this podcast, thank you so much for joining me here on the CEO Mindset Podcast, where we are constantly evolving and being open to failing forwards. My goal here is to help you with tips and tricks and techniques so that you can evolve and do it in a way that allows your failures to be stepping stones. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. If you're here on the YouTube channel, you can subscribe here. Go down, subscribe. And if you would like, subscribe to the podcast on any of your favorite podcast platforms. If this information was helpful, tell me. Let me know about it. Tell me what you liked about it. And I'll see you next week. Bye.